We are here at the United Soybean Board Bio-Based Products Stakeholders Dialogue, Innovation and Agriculture Grow Together. With me is Ron Buchholz, Program Manager for the Bio-Preferred Program with USDA. And Ron, just first of all, tell us what the Bio-Preferred Program is.
The Bio-Preferred Program was created by Congress to help grow the market for bio-based products. These are industrial products made from agricultural, forestry, and marine materials. The idea being, by growing the market, then we can use these ag commodities to better advantage. We can add some value to the commodities, and it's not a food and feed program. These are for industrial products, which goes back to the 30s and even beyond that. But before petroleum came on the scene, all of our products were made from natural materials. If you use that word, natural, they were made from agricultural, forestry-type products. And petroleum displaced those. And the 1938 Farm Bill came along, and there actually was a move then to have the USDA do research on new industrial uses of agricultural materials. And so this is kind of a revisiting what was started many, many years ago and taking it from a little different vantage point, and that we're trying to help market some of these products. The products have been developed and are continuing to be developed. A lot of research going on. USDA is supporting a lot of that research, and it's great. We're getting new products in the market every day. And our role at USDA with the Bio-Preferred Program is to try to help pull the market from the federal side and also pull the market with a USDA-certified bio-based product label from the consumer side.
So what's new in the new Farm Bill?
The new Farm Bill had a number of things that we looked at, and the newest thing in there in the Farm Bill is the fact that heretofore the program has been working with new and emerging technologies, trying to get new stuff into the marketplace, and there were some who felt that they were discriminated against because they had older technologies, which were obviously bio-based products, and they felt that we should give some consideration to those products, namely the wood pulp and paper area, which has been around for some time. So that we are now in the process of putting out rules to be able to bring the mature but innovative markets into our program, products into our program. Some of the wood-based products, for instance.
What have you seen here at this dialogue that is exciting to you?
Anytime you get half the people are government people, half the people are private people, it's a good thing, because this program was not set up for a government bureaucrat to get rich on. This program was set up, our program was set up to try to help businesses. And businesses are here letting us know what they need, and we're trying to help service those needs for business and come up with some new ideas on how we can help them grow their business by using the purchasing power of the government and continue to advance the bio-based industry. It's very, very exciting to me to see the dialogues between, or among, is I guess the right term, all the people here. It's really very, very exhilarating and rewarding. And as somebody who's been involved with this for over 20 years, it's just a culmination of a lot of things we've seen coming along for a long time.
Well, and it just seems like looking at all the new products here, it just seems like the sky is almost the limit as long as you can get these products on the market.
Yeah. If there's not a buyer and a seller, we're in trouble there. Mm-hmm. The size of the market is one of the things that we're looking at. In the new Farm Bill, we had some monies put in there that we're going to be able to do some studies, get some real numbers on exactly what the size of the industry is. One of the problems with quote, a bio-based industry is that there's not really an industry per se. There are bits and pieces of lots of industries. There are niche markets, or in the lubricants market, it's one part of a lubricants market. The plastics market is one part of that market. Cleaners, it's one part of that market. But what do all those bits and pieces pull together make in terms of how many dollars are created, how many jobs are out there, what's the energy savings, what are the carbon savings? Some of these things that we do not have good numbers on. We think we know, and we've got some basic guesstimations, but we're going to be doing a study to look at some of that stuff.
Well, excellent. Anything else you'd like to add, Ron?
We really appreciate working with USB because the fact is, USDA with the checkoff program, we actually control the dollars and the checkoff monies, and we think it's a great public-private partnership between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the soybean growers across the country. And we like working with USDA. We think we've done some good things together, and I think we have to keep doing it together.
Well, and that's really the theme of this whole event. Innovation and agriculture grow together. Here in Washington, D.C., I'm Cindy Zimmerman.